Ag researchers in Arkansas suggest breeding improvements will pay off better for rice farmers than a bigger crop. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Dr. Lanier Nally in yesterday's show. He and a colleague at the University of Arkansas did a study showing that breeding rice for less kernel breakage will help farmers earn way more than a bigger yield.
Currently, when we have broken kernels, producers get roughly 60% of the value of a whole kernel.
Nally says that's because broken kernels seldom get used for human consumption. He adds that the genetics are already there to improve rice quality to a level that would make a huge difference.
If we could raise all varieties at the state of Arkansas based on historical plantings and historical yields, so not changing yield, we could feed 3.5 million more people through just an increase in head rice yield. When I say just an increase, it's not really increasing because the university already has those genetics. And those genetics were a product of probably 20 years of hard work by our plant breeders and our plant physiologists.
Nally was featured in the Arkansas Food, Farms, and Forests podcast. To hear more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.